You're listening to Save My City, part of the We Love Where You Live podcast series brought to you by the Michigan Municipal League. Here's your host, Tony Mangini.
Hello, and thanks for joining us again for the Save My City podcast. Today, we've got a couple of guests. One of them is a colleague of mine, Shanna Dreheim, who is the Director of Policy Research Labs. And we're also joined by Kathy Anger, who is the City Manager of Hamtramck. So thanks to both of you for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
So we wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about some of the neat things that have been going on in Hamtramck. We, the league, had an opportunity to participate in a pretty unique project in Hamtramck that's had some really positive impacts on the community. We got to stretch our legs a little bit and do some things that we don't normally do. So, Kathy, why don't you start off by just talking a little bit about what the project was and what it's doing in the community?
Well, Tony, it's still going on. We're working on the Hamtramck Recreation Plan, and I just want to thank the League Foundation for working with us on this project. Some years ago, the city and the school district, the Hamtramck Public Schools, joined together along with the League, the Friends of Historic Hamtramck Stadium, and the DCFC soccer team, and put in a grant with the Ralph Wilson Foundation and to do a Hamtramck recreation plan. And we've been working on that. We received over $800,000 in a grant. And one capital project, we replaced the turf on the Keyworth Stadium. We have two historic stadiums in Hamtramck, one owned by the school, one owned by the city. And we've joined a partnership to create this Hamtramck recreation plan to restore all of the area for the enjoyment of not only our city and our residents and the school district children, but for the region.
Yeah, I know we had the DCFC, the Detroit City Football Club, for you, those of you that don't know what that stands for, was actually started by one of our former colleagues, who I think actually just presented. We were recording this at our convention, and we just had a session about that. But so we have some affinity for that project in general. And I know when they first started the club, they were playing at that stadium before it was improved to the level it was now. Even then, it had a lot of energy and brought a lot to the community, which was kind of neat.
Mm-hmm. Well, and by way of full disclosure, Sean Mann, the founder of DCFC Soccer, and I were colleagues in Lansing together when he was a policy advisor to the legislature when I served there.
She's trying to trump my story, Shannon. That's not right.
I know. She's got all the info.
So why don't you talk a little bit about, from the league's perspective, why we thought this was important and why we got involved with it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we saw this as a very natural extension of our placemaking work that we've done in, you know, with the league for the better part of the last decade. It had several elements that we thought we could bring some, you know, leadership to, and we are serving as the fiduciary on this project. But it's this park, you know, that is in one of the most diverse communities in our state. It offers opportunities for all sorts of different kinds of recreation, but it's also a gathering spot and a place that is sort of home and host to all sorts of really unique community values. And so for us, it was a very logical thing to get involved in, to say this is a potentially quintessential placemaking project for a community that, you know, that we love and that we have, you know, done work with over the years. And so it just seemed very natural to us. And we had a partnership and already an existing relationship with the Wilson Foundation. Mm-hmm. So when this grant went in and we decided to talk to them, they, I think, saw the foundation as a really logical sponsor or logical fiduciary for the project, mm-hmm. to sort of be the one that's bringing the parties together and kind of overseeing the grant itself. We have a lot of that expertise.
Yeah, I mean, I know being involved a little bit from my seat at the league, when it first came up, I mean, it was kind of like, wow, this one's kind of outside the lines, you know, but the more we talked about it, as Shannon just talked about, I think we found so many ways that it really connected back to us, you know, historical project, community redevelopment, all the different facets that this project is impacting. And as you point out, is continuing to impact, Kathy, really made it kind of a no-brainer at some point. It went from I don't know if we can do this, to how do we not do it?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And absolutely. So I know we've been really excited to be a part of that.
I think that what you're saying is so key. You know, Hamtramck, for those that are listening that don't know, is uniquely situated in the center of Detroit. We're 2 square miles. We're the most dense city, and as Shannon said, the most diverse city in the state of Michigan. We have 6,000 structures in 2 square miles. And the people that live there have a postage stamp for a front yard and a backyard. It takes them 30 seconds to mow their grass in the front and 30 seconds in the back. So protecting our green space is key to why this project is so important. People want to live in Hamtramck, but then, when they have children and families, they want to have a place to recreate. In the significance of the two historic sites, the Hamtramck Stadium, where the Negro League played back in the 30s, is one of five in our country. There's no others like it. And so having that space, we have a unique challenge here to bring that back, revitalize it. And then the stadium, the Keyword Stadium, that is the school property, and these two properties are adjacent, by the way, that was built by FDR. The street it's on is Roosevelt Street because he visited there. It was a WPA project, and it had fallen into disrepair. You know, schools and cities have gone through this tough time managing finances, so taking care of some of these gems just fell by the wayside.
And we talk about placemaking with, the words authentic all the time. And I think one of the reasons we really want to get involved in this project is it just epitomizes that. I mean, this was really a grassroots and a joint governance project from the get-go. The DCFC, for example, if you hear Sean Mann talking about it, they sort of started this football club on a shoestring, and really they crowdfunded some of the early improvements to that stadium and got such broad ownership and buy-in. And Sean was talking on our tour yesterday, it butts up against a railroad track, the suites for that are old cargo shipping containers. It feels very reflective of the nature of where this came from and the community at large. And I think that authenticity is really important, and creating that sense of community is so strong here. And that's really why the league wanted to be involved.
Yeah, and again, we've preached for a long time that, placemaking is a real economic development thing. It's also a human thing, right, in terms of how you're going to experience and live in your community. And as you pointed out, this embodied both of those things. And not to mention, you brought up the fact that, one of five remaining Negro League stadiums, that was pretty amazing when that became brought to our attention, that was part of this project as well. But what I think is really amazing is the way you are and plan to continue to activate that space. We're renovating an Eagle League stadium, and cricket, I think, is the big game in town, right? So, you're having this historical restoration combined with the needs of today and how the community uses that space. I think that's really, really cool.
So part of it is that the people that live in Hamtramck, the 25,000, and we think in the 2020 census that number is even going to grow. But the people that are there today come from all over the world. We have people from Yemen, from Bangladesh, Eastern Europe, Bosnia. I mean, Ukraine. It's everywhere. And it's this little 2 square mile melting pot. So when you mentioned cricket, the people from Bangladesh, that's their sport. Mm-hmm. The people from Eastern Europe, it's soccer. The people that are coming from all over. So we have tennis courts. We had 6 tennis courts that we needed to convert because there wasn't very many people playing tennis. So this process has enabled us, because we've gone out in the community, done engagement with the community to say, what do you want? And we've heard from our children, the women, the men in the community, the families, and we've reached beyond our borders because we think this has regional appeal. We haven't just talked to the people in Hamtramck. This is going to draw from not only Hamtramck, because it's not the 25,000 people that live there that are going to be there. Every weekend for the soccer matches, 7,000 people come to our community. That economic development you mentioned, our restaurants are packed. Mm-hmm. Our stores
are
full. People come to the game. Maybe they're just coming in and out that night, but guess what? They come back next week. I want to know more about their return visit than the first time they came. Did they come back again? And that's what we're hearing when we talk to people, is they came for a game, or they came to visit the mosque, or they came because they heard about a store. And when they got to Hamtramck, they realized, wow, there's more here. And they return again and again. That return visit is the one that's most important to me.
I think the other thing that's interesting about this project, and Kathy just mentioned this, that we've really gone out and talked with the community engagement aspect of this project has been really fascinating for me to be involved in and watch and learn from. But we are working with a consultant on this project, but then also with a local partner called Global Detroit, which is a nonprofit that works down in Detroit, to do, I think, very deep and very diverse community engagement. So not only are they sort of hosting some community events, right? We had a table at the Bengal Mala Festival and Mela Festival and got, you know, people coming to that, but they are going out and they have people on staff who speak multiple languages, and they are literally door knocking in the community. They're knocking on doors, and they were just talking the other day about, well, one of the women had ended up leaving Global Detroit, so they had a little pause because you can't knock on the doors with two men. You need to have a woman come with, because of course in this community there are a lot of people who won't open their door if it's, you know, men at the door, if there's a woman answering the door. So things like that, the cultural sensitivities and the cultural engagement. They had a special focus group just for moms, and they had a special focus group with teens to really talk about what are the needs of the park, and did that in the kind of the context of what are some of those cultural identities and cultural needs. So for me, this has been a learning experience too, and that's the other reason that I've been really glad to be involved, because this is the kind of thing I feel like we can take to some of the other places we work, admittedly not as diverse, but these strategies are really creative.
Well, if we can figure out how to deal with the diversity of Hamtramck, it'll work anywhere, right? Because as we've talked about, not just in this setting, but in other settings as well, I mean, it is the most diverse community, if not in the whole country, certainly in Michigan. And it's amazing what you've done. And, you know, if you grew up, when I was growing up, you know, it was a very Polish community, and it was almost uniquely so. And to see the transition of that, and in a lot of places that might not work out so well. And you guys, I think, have done an amazing job of figuring out how to embrace all the different cultures and make that work, which I think is a testament to the community as well.
Well, it's always been an immigrant community. And as immigrants come to the country, they want to come somewhere where they're welcomed. And, you know, we're a welcoming city. One of the things that's, you know, we have so many things going on at the same time. This project is going on, but we're also building refugee housing. We have done a target market analysis in Hamtramck to say, what kind of housing should we build? And guess what? Multifamily housing, large houses where many families can live, is the primary thing. And it's kind of interesting because that's what we have. And people are calling me every week and saying, how do I come to Hamtramck? This project, I think, will be a focal point for the country. I can't thank the League enough for their involvement in it, because when we were thinking about this at the beginning stages, I knew as a city of Hamtramck alone, we didn't have the capacity for this. You know, we've gone through emergency management. We're just climbing back up from a very rough time in Hamtramck's history. The school district, I was a school administrator for a dozen years, and so it was a natural to talk to the school and talk with them about how this could come together. DCFC, using that Keyworth Stadium field and needing that improved, it was very simple for the city to say, you know what, that's the capital project we want as a part of this overall grant. No one was selfish in this. And I think that was the thing that we decided, that this, the city and our 25,000 residents are the same people that are attending the school. Those children are the same children that are going to use this park. The residents don't know who owns what. And so the city and the school district had to put that aside and say, we're working on the whole project. Didn't matter who owned that piece of property and whose deed it was. So that was a key to breaking down the walls. We started having joint city council and board of education meetings, and we still continue to do that today. We're working on safety initiatives in the city. We just added 100 speed limit signs to slow down traffic. We're working on crosswalks and stop signs. You know, the beginning of this project has changed the feeling between the elected bodies in our city. And so I want to thank the League for being our fiduciary, our partner in this project, because it has transformed the relationships between the elected officials.
Well, I will tell you, having witnessed some of that firsthand, I was always very impressed by that, because you don't often see the cooperation that, from the outside looking in, it seems very natural, right? Why wouldn't the schools and the cities work together? Unfortunately, I think we all know in practice, sometimes that's way more difficult than it sounds to the average person. And I think we forget sometimes they really don't care who owns that park.
Right.
It's like they view that as a community asset.
Right.
They want to use that, and it's incumbent upon us to figure out how we do that. And I think the way you guys have come together on this, and really just having a huge community impact all the way across has been impressive to watch. And again, I got to see some of that up close in the early stages of this, and I was very impressed by that.
Well, I think the cool part is we didn't have a bad relationship with them. In fact, we all liked each other, but we didn't know that we were stronger together. Mm-hmm. And so putting that project together and applying to the Ralph Wilson Foundation jointly was the difference. I don't think if the city had put in an application alone or the school district had put in an application alone, we would have been successful. Mm-hmm. It was because we joined in partnership along with you that this project is going to be so successful.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So what other insights do you hope to gain, Shanna, from the work we're doing there? I mean, again, this is sort of a demonstration of what is possible and what do we hope to learn? What do we hope to take forward and share with others?
Yeah, I mean, I think some of the lessons we're hoping to take forward are a few things we've hit on. I think this institutional cooperation is a big part of that lesson. Kathy didn't even, I don't think, hit on half of it. I mean, you already are doing sort of joint maintenance of some of these parks. And I think, you know, we did a tour yesterday and some of the folks on the tour were like, wow, how does that work with them in the school district? I'm like, you're not going to believe it. It's really impressive and it's great. So I think there are some great lessons there in whatever sort of structure and arrangement for the long-term operation of this comes out of this that'll be really relevant to some of our other members of all sizes. So I think that'll be good. And like I said, I think some of the nuances of new infrastructure and new activation in that park that are going to come out of what I think is, you know, just an incredibly thorough and creative community engagement side is going to be a sight to behold. And I do think it's going to be a model. I think it's going to get national attention. I really do. It's an incredible historic site, and it's sort of reflective of the sort of scrappy, can-do, Hamtramck, you know, Detroit, Southeast Michigan story. So,
you know, and something we've talked around a little bit, but as a part of this as well, was the partnership with private industry, right? We forget that because we all know Sean, who was one of the founders of that, but what they've done has not been selfish, for lack of a better term, that only being in their interest. They've recognized that whatever happens there has to serve not just the purposes of the football club, but of the community and that. So as they've gone along and they've participated economically, but also in terms of concessions, maybe is the wrong word, but being cognizant of the fact that we need a facility that's going to work for the entire community. I think that's been an important part of this as well, and something that we need to replicate as we go forward with this.
Right. And I think a big piece of that, just to piggyback on the DCFC component, they use the stadium about 30 days a year. The rest of the time, it's a public space for, the football team to play, for recreational. There's not a day you go by there that there's not children on that field just pick up play. And that's, I think, one of the unique things. And I think that was the driving force behind getting the grant from the Ralph Wilson Foundation was that we were honoring something that's a bigger thing. It's the state of play and the way children play and how communities need to react to that. We don't build things and tell children, go play. What we do is we ask them, what do they want to play? You know, we throw a bunch of soccer balls, bats, cricket bats, equipment on the ground and see what they pick up. And then we react to that. You know, the day of saying everyone's going to play a certain sport because we put it on the schedule is gone, especially in this diverse community. I think the partnership succeeds because we don't care who gets the credit. We want the project to succeed, whether it's the school, whether it's the league, whether it's DCFC, whether it's the city officials. The region wins. Hamtramck as a community wins. Revitalizing spaces that fell into disrepair wins. It doesn't matter who did it or how it was done, but that it became something new again.
You know, I think it's a great spot to end this on. I think that's very profound, and I think we could all learn from that. You're not worried about who's getting the credit. You get a lot more done and get out of each other's way with the greater good as sort of the vision for everyone. And I think you guys should really be commended for what you've done there. And I thank you both for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it.
Chat about it.
This has been a production of the Michigan Municipal League. For more information on our programs and services, please visit www.mml.org and join us for the next episode of We Love Where You Live.